McDonald's believes onions may be the cause of an E. coli outbreak that has killed one person and has at least gotten 50 people sick across the country. The CDC says they expect that number of illnesses to go up in the coming days. Let's talk to Dr. Brown of Griffin Health. He is our infectious disease expert as well as our peace of mind in the medical field about E. coli and how we even avoid getting sick. Dr. Brown, welcome back. Definitely a story that people want us to dive into. How common is it to be infected with E. coli? Am I even saying that correctly?
You are, yes. So this is a particularly tricky one. So E. coli is a very, very common bacteria. So just so we're clear, and I don't want anybody to sort of freak out and say, "Oh my God, I have E. coli." So E. coli is actually very common in our GI tract. So we actually carry E. coli. It's probably one of the predominant bacteria that we have. This is a special type of bacteria. So E. coli can cause different types of E. coli. Just like there's different people, there's also different strains of bacteria that are out there.
Okay.
This strain in particular can produce a toxin, and that toxin can get people very sick. And that's the biggest issue that we have right now. So just so we're clear, E. coli is actually a very common bacteria. This type of bacteria that's being transmitted right now, this strain is uncommon, but does can contaminate food.
Okay. Where'd it come from then?
You always ask me these questions.
Sorry.
Exactly.
Like, as if you had anything to do with it, right? You're like, if we knew, wouldn't somebody say it out loud? You're right.
I'll just throw it right out there. Someone didn't wash their hands.
Oh, so yeah. We did this to ourselves. Great.
Yeah.
Way to go,
yes.
Humans.
So this is a bacteria that predominantly affects humans. It can affect some animals, but essentially during the cleaning process, either there was a contamination that was there.
Got it.
In particular, lettuce is really hard to clean, as well as, you know, in this case, it might be onions. It's usually vegetables that carry it, but it can be associated also with different types of meat processes, including hamburger. Even to give you more sort of a connection, so E. coli, even though not this sort of more severe strain, E. coli is actually a very common cause of traveler's diarrhea. So
okay.
if you go abroad, and you know how if you go to certain areas of Mexico, the recommendation is that don't drink the water.
Don't drink the water, yeah.
But also be careful about green leafies, because if you have lettuce that's been cleaned by water or rinsed off by water and
right.
it doesn't completely
come off.
It's still
just as bad as if you were to drink water.
Exactly. So that's also the same bacteria.
Okay.
If you get too much of that bacteria, it can cause severe diarrhea. But there are several, there's four major strains that can cause some significant illness. It's concerning, but this is also why we keep a really close eye on our food supply.
What's the difference, Dr. Brown, between E. coli and Listeria? Because as you talk about tainted meat, it wasn't that long ago, and I think we're still sort of dealing with the fallout, or at least it's being investigated on the federal level, the meat contamination and the Listeria outbreak.
Sure. So they are both bacteria. So they still fit in that category. Listeria is not something that typically is in our GI tract, so we don't typically carry it. But it is; they are very similar in the aspect of they would be in the category of foodborne illnesses.
So they're both a bacteria, foodborne illness. However, their impact on our body is different.
Correct, and the way that they transmit is different. Listeria can be associated with unpasteurized milk and unpasteurized cheeses and lunch meat are usually the big ones that it can be. And again, process, depending on the process. E. coli has a tendency to be more associated with, it can be associated with meats, in particular hamburger, because of the process in which you're mixing that together.
You're usually using your hands or something when
yeah,
you want to make like meatballs or hamburger.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
In Listeria, that's another one where like if in the summertime when they say don't leave out the cold food outside too long, that's where you could get Listeria, right, where bacteria
Listeria can overgrow. So there's a whole category. They all are similar in their class a little bit. They're all bacteria. The big bacteria is that we we kind of put together is Salmonella fits in that category.
Salmonella,
also.
That's the one I'm thinking. Okay, yeah,
yep.
There it is.
Shigella and Campylobacter are all also would be considered to cause, you know, GI tract illnesses.
Got it.
Staph aureus is also a very common cause of if something's left out for a picnic. You've probably heard about this one before.
Yes.
If something's left out at a picnic and it's got dairy in it, and it's left out in the sun all day, and then you eat it later on in the day.
Right. It's like if you were to leave, like, milk for too long, it curds up. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, like 8 hours later, you'll be very sick.
Okay. So like a food poisoning, sure.
And again, these kind of fit all into sort of that category as food poisoning. Now, listen, the E. coli is a little bit different in that aspect, but they all sort of lump in somewhat within that food poisoning.
I mean, at the end of the day, Dr. Brown, it's making people nervous and uncomfortable to grab. Well, right now, it's McDonald's. Last month, it was deli meat. So, I mean, it constantly changes. I think the big question here, though, is that it's not like you can detect if something is tainted. So, like with E. coli, it's not like if you bit into that burger, it doesn't taste like you're eating E. coli. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
That does. Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
No, there's no. Yeah, these are not. There's not a flavor to it. There isn't a. There
it doesn't
isn't a
look
sort of
like
a distinctive.
Anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. It is just a contaminant, and there's nothing besides you know, the CDC putting it out or making sure that you're following with these alerts to make sure that these, you know, if you do eat in these areas, and usually they're pretty quick to get out to say where what's contaminated and what's there. But yeah, this is unfortunately it is more common than you think. Now, not necessarily a lot of people, if you look at everybody in the country, get sick from it, but you know, it is happening a lot more frequently, and this has to do with, you know, food supply and a lot of people and a lot of ability to contaminate. So the more we're doing it, our processes aren't necessarily 100%. And if they were 100%, then your lettuce would be completely irradiated. So
right,
there's
that's
not,
true.
There's just not, it would look like nobody would want to eat it because it would look terrible.
Right. There's no like perfect answer to fix that problem. I mean,
exactly.
But I would imagine, Dr. Brown, to cut down on that risk, it would be to, you know, make your own food, to have more control over what ingredients are going into your food. Right.
That's correct. And as we've talked about before, is when you do get food in the food supply, it's really important that you wash. You know, wash what you need to wash. So everything that any food that you're going to eat directly, you need to wash it or peel it, and that becomes really important.
Jeez, I tell you, Dr. Brown, I appreciate it because I think this is something that people keep their eyes on, obviously. And
absolutely,
when you hear about E. coli, it's like it's a very scary kind of a word. But yeah, I don't know, it's
it. It
make
is,
it
and
scary.
I think if you're careful about it, you keep your eyes open. I mean, in this aspect, you know, you hear about you know, McDonald's in this case. You know, you find locations where it's there. I mean, you know, obviously as a physician, you know, I'm not a big fan of McDonald's. I think, you know, I think in a rare,
that
you know, an occasional,
I'm just kidding.
an occasional. But you know, so but I think it is important to keep your you know, eyes open on these aspects. And if you're at risk for developing severe illness related to it, so Listeria is particularly harmful for pregnant females, and that's one of the reasons why we don't recommend that they one, have raw milk, but also that they don't do lunch meat.
Interesting, huh? That makes sense. Okay. Yeah, that does make a lot of sense. Dr. Brown, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. And I will kind of follow your recommendation and cook more. And that's what I'll do. There you go. That's all I'm going to say about that, Dr. Brown. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
My pleasure.